people, others call him Pete. He was just grandpa to me. Clyde had no middle name, was born on Halloween. Mean old son of a bitch probably kept the devil himself away. Pete got his arm shot off in the Second War in 43. They showed what they found back on. He had to shorten up his sleeves. Clyde worked a copper mine, 1,200 miles to feed. The day those caves came down, he died and later rose to his feet. Oh, Pete and Clyde, they were two of the meanest mothers ever alive. Pete and Clyde, they were two of the meanest mothers ever alive. Pictures of Kennedy, learn how to live with one hand. He was the police chief. Clyde was a hard man, he really loved to read. He sat that whole thing down, he never made it past the first grade. Oh, Pete and Clyde, they were two mothers ever alive. Pete and Clyde, they were two of the meanest mothers ever alive. Pete and Clyde, they were two of the meanest mothers ever alive. Pete and Clyde, they were two of the meanest mothers ever alive. Actually, my grandfather's names. Pete's was really just a nickname, and as the story goes, he was off in the war. He and the boys were sitting in the ditches one night, trying to stay warm, passing around a bottle of whiskey. And Pete had to get up and go take a whiz. When he sat back down, all the boys were calling him Peter after that. Got shortened to Pete somehow. Go figure. Clyde really had no middle name. He was born on Halloween. He quit school in the first grade to help him work the farm. And he read more books than any man I'd ever seen. He'd recite the song of the Chattahoochee, over the hills of Habersham, down the valleys of Hall, for any man that would let him bend his ear. He told me the Bible had 11 commandments. He never told me what that 11th one was, but I'm guessing he was testing me to see if I'd go read the good book for myself. That man dug a ditch from one mountain to the next so he'd have his own water to fill up his ponds. He built a water well 40 feet tall just to watch that water fall. He had a shed full of dynamite and a 22 rifle with perfect iron sights. When Pete lost his arm in the war, those damn Nazis blew his right elbow clean off. They found what they could and sewed the rest back together. And he had to shorten up his sleeves on the right side after that. He learned to hunt with a crossbow, and he could shoot a pistol left-handed better than most men could write their own names. He had a rock tumbler and a glass of milk with every meal. They were both from Murphy, North Carolina. Pete was closer to the city, and Clyde was out in the sticks. Pete was the police chief, and Clyde worked the mines in Copper Hill, Tennessee. He and my grandma had 12 kids, and what they didn't grow on the farm, Clyde would drive her to town about twice a week to get the rest of the groceries they needed. Now this went on for about 60 years or so, 'cause my grandma refused to learn to drive anything but a tractor. Clyde would just sit there in the truck and smoke his pipe while he waited on her. Now the point of this story is anytime I got to go to town with either one of them, it was always so intriguing to me, cause everyone seemed to know them both, even though they lived such different lives. And I guess they had at least one thing in common.